Maseches Machias is very interesting. Masechta has within it three main inyanim. The first parak starts off with Halachas Ve'edim Zayman. Second parak is about Galus, and the third parak is about Malchus. So a couple questions over here. First of all, the question is, why is it called Maseches Machias and not Maseches Malchus? That's the lashon which is usually used in the Gemara. Mishnah is Leik Arba'im, Malchus Arba'im. So call it Maseches Malchus. Why Maseches Machias? This is a hara that the Achronim ask. Also, another kasha is that if the Iker is a Masechta of Malchus, why don't we start off with Elo and Halakim? That's the Iker Perek of Malchus. That should be the first Perek. Instead of starting off with the Iker, we start off with the Edom Zayman, which L'chayr is not Shaykh Batsim to Malchus. So why do we start with Edom Zayman L'chlau? Why is Edom Zayman over here in the Masechta? But why not start with Elo and Halakim? Other is B'chlau, why is there a whole parak about Galus? What does Galus have to do with Malchus? It's a Masechta about Malchus. Why are we discussing Galus and Masechta of Malchus? And even if there is some reason why it's here, but L'chayr it should be the third parak, not the second parak. The first should come Elo and Alaikim, which is the Iker, and that's what the Masechta is really all about. And then you could discuss Galus. But why does Galus come before Elo and Alaikim, which is L'chayr the Iker? So those are a couple aris over here in the name of the Masechta and the Tzur of the Masechta. So I think to answer all these kashas, and this is really based on the Ritva, something that the Ritva writes in a couple of places, Ritva in the beginning of the first parak, the second parak, the third parak, and I'm just being myself a little to what he's saying and putting it all together, that Avada the Iker, the Masechta, is the Indian of Malchus. That's what the Masechta is all about. But the Makar of Malchus, where do we learn the whole din of Malchus from? It's from the Pasuk of Bahaya in Bin HaKaisa Rasha, which is written in the Parashat Beit Zayman. That's the Gemara in Bezim and Bezim. Gemara says we learn it from Bahaya in Bin HaKaisa Rasha. That's the Makar of Malchus. And that is written in the Parashat Beit Zayman. So being that it's written in the Parashat Beit Zayman, for that reason, the Masechta starts off with Edom Zayman, because that is the Makar where you find the Indian of Malchus. So we decided it's a Masechta of Malchus, but being that it comes from the Parashat Beit Zayman, we start off with the din of Edom Zayman. Another reason why we start off with Edom Zayman is because the Tanim is Sanhedrin Salik. Like the Gemara says, it's really Hemshech of Sanhedrin where we discussed Hazama, and that is really what brought us into the Indian of Hazama over here. So we decided it's a din Masechta of Malchus, but we start off with Hazama because it's Agav Sanhedrin and because that's the Makar of the Indian of Malchus. And in the Lashon HaPasuk, which is the reason for starting off with Hazama, the Lashon HaPasuk is Vayayim Ben HaKais HaRasha, using the Lashon of Hakan, not a Lashon of Malchus. Malchus is Lashon Aramis. In the Pasuk, it says Lashon of Hakah. So for that reason, it's called Maseches Machias, because it's based on that Pasuk. Another reason why it could be called Machias and not Malchus is because perhaps we want to include Galus as well. And Galus is also an Indian of Hakah. It has to do with Hakah. If you say Malchus, Malchus would not include Galus, but Hakah would include Galus as well. So actually, for that reason, we use a more general Lashon of Machias and not Malchus. Now, why is Galus here Bichlal? So the Emma says, it sounds like from the Ritva, that it's Agav, the end of the Mishnah. Once we discuss in the Mishnah cases where you're not, you don't do Hazama, the Lakis Arbaim, and the second case is made in Anubish Plani Shu Chay of Galus. So once we're talking about Galus, Agav that, we go into all the Dinim of Galus. So the whole second parak is really Agav, it's a Hemshech of the last part of the first Mishnah, which introduced us to the Din of Galus, and that's where we get into the Indian of Galus. So being that the Din of Galus is only here, Agav, the first Mishnah over here, that's why we have the second parak before the third parak, because even though the third parak is the Iker, that's the Iker Din of Malchus, but the Indian of Galus was Nistaviv here, Agav, the first Mishnah, so we have to first finish with that Indian. We therefore have the second parak, and only then we go into the Indian of the Iker, the Masechta, which is Elo and Alaikim. So be aside, Malchus is really about Malchus. It's called Malchus of Shem the Pasuk. And Mimela, it's Nistav here in the Indian of Galus as well, which might also be Nechlon, the Shem of Malchus. But the Iker, the Masechta, is Perek Elo and Alaikim, the third Perek, which discusses the Iker, the Dinim of Malchus.